This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. It is evident that social media has entered many aspects of our lives, that it started to change them. And it behooves us as Muslims to take a few steps back to reassess our relationship and engagement with that medium, for us to recognize the beneficial and hold on to it, and the harmful so that we could discard it. So this is a very humble reminder for all of us, myself included, on what to do and what not to do, about the beneficial and also the abundance of the harmful. And I'm going to focus first on consumption, bi-ibnillah azza wa jalla, and then on production. As a consumer of social media, the first thing, like with everything else, that you want to keep in mind is the intention. What is your intention behind that involvement, behind that engagement? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Actions are judged by their intentions. And you cannot, and we cannot be so naive as to wander aimlessly into a medium that has a message and wants to change you. Because it's not even implicit, it's explicit that this is really not free. Behind it are advertisers, corporations, people, influencers. Implicit in that are those who want to influence, who want to change you, the way that you think and the way that you behave, to their advantage. So when you enter without an intention, you are allowing yourself to be led aimlessly. So when you go on social media and say, I will just jump from one picture to the other, from one video to the other, from one comment to the other, you are being led and you don't know where you're going. And in a medium that is predominantly toxic, predominantly haram, you are being led to what displeases Allah Azza wa Jalla. So you must come with an intention. Why am I here? What's the purpose of it? Because if you have an intention, it can guide you and it can lead you and it can help you stop when you need to stop. But when you're on it without a purpose, you will find that you have wasted many hours without any fruitful outcome. So what is your intention? And included in that is to remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, احرص على ما ينفعك. This is the second principle. Hold on to, seek eagerly what benefits you. احرص على ما ينفعك. Meaning chase after it. If something is beneficial, run after it. And the opposite is also true. If it's harmful, what are you supposed to do? Run away from it. احرص على ما ينفعك. And he also said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. Of one's Islam, when his Islam is good, he will leave what is not of his concern, does not benefit, does not add anything to his dunya or the akhirah. So understand that Allah Azza wa Jal will ask you about your life and how you spent it. A lot of us seem to have so many hours that we want to waste. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal had given you this life so precious, because you could do in it what will earn you Jannah and save you from hellfire. وَلَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ عُمُرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهِ. That the feet of a servant of Allah, every human being, that's a hadith, will not be moved from their spot until he will be asked about his life, how did he spend it? Meaning there's a question coming. This day Allah had given you 5 free hours, 10 free hours, how did you spend that? Allah had given you next week, Allah had given you a month, Allah had given you a year. How did you invest all of this? So don't think that you can waste it and go and answer. So it's important to have that intention. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. So hold on dearly. If there's something online or in real world that benefits you, seek it. If it's not, leave it. And that applies especially to social media. A place where it's abundant with extreme thoughts and ideas, unsubstantiated claims, fabrications, rude and unhealthy behavior and reactions. So the more time that you spend on that medium, the more that will saturate your life and shape it. Is that beneficial? Take from it what you need. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. And take it a step further, which is the second hadith that we quoted. What is not of concern to us, leave that as well. You find yourself being sucked into, when you go online, political debates, sports themes, fans shouting at each other, economic analysis, so obscure, conspiracy theories, whatever. You get so sucked into it, and after an hour or two of reading, if you stop and ask yourself, what did I get from all of this? How does this actually benefit me in the Akhirah? No, nothing. Even the dunya, how does this benefit me in the dunya? Nothing, I just wasted my time. And you may think to yourself, well, that's entertainment and that is what innocent. But really it isn't. Because you're being shaped constantly, especially because we don't have a counter intention. We don't have a counter reaction. We're being what consuming and allowing our consumption to guide us. So if that does not concern you, a controversy, I should know about it. Why? Ask yourself, why? Is that going to help? No, leave it. A scandal, leave it. Somebody's secrets, leave that. Sports teams, won, lost. How is this really going to help? Leave that. And you will find that if you discard that, you will discard a lot of the harmful things online, and you will put between you and the haram a barrier. So seek what benefits you. Go online, seek it, find it, then disengage when there's not left, nothing left. Add the third principle. Stay away from the haram. And that should be a given. But it's really not. Because in the physical world, the haram is physical. We know we should avoid it. People are watching. But when you're simply by yourself, behind your screen, the barriers that seem to be up in the physical world collapse. And you find yourself easily engaged into images, videos, discussions that displease Allah Azza wa Jal, unaware that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching you. And subhanAllah, Allah says in the Quran, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. He says they hide from people, but they do not hide from Allah while He is with them. Right? That's true, because you wouldn't really be watching these things if someone is watching you. If your neighbor is looking at what you're listening to or watching, you would really not watch it. So you feel embarrassed because another human being may notice. But you don't notice or feel that Allah is watching you at this moment. He is with you. He is with you. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. And another ayah, Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ يَثْنُونَ صُدُورَهُمْ لِيَسْتَخْفُوا مِنْهِ أَلَا حِينَ يَسْتَخْشُونَ ثِيَابَهُمْ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. He says he's still talking here about that flawed belief that some of the non-believers had, which is that if we really bend and hide from Allah Azza wa Jal, He wouldn't know what we're doing. يَثْنُونَ صُدُورَهُمْ, meaning that they will bend to hide their chests. So if we do this, Allah will not know about it. If we hide our thoughts, Allah will not know about it. If we hide inside our homes, He'll have no access to it. So Allah says, أَلَحِينَ يَسْتَغْشُونَ ثِيَابَهُمْ, when you put your clothes on top of you and hide under your clothes, under your covers, يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. He knows exactly what you're doing, secret and public. So when you are alone, remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. Your heart, what you see and what you hear, Allah will ask you about all of it. And you don't know and you don't notice, but this haram is slowly changing you. That is, it starts very small, online, a glance. I'm just interested in listening to this. That seems fascinating. And one haram leads to another. Until we stop seeing the haram as haram. Until you hear us saying, well, what is wrong with this? And it's a major sin. What is wrong with this and what is wrong with that? Until our entire societies change. And look at Western societies in particular. And rewind 50 years. And compare their ethics and their morality 50 years ago to it today. And ask yourself, how did that change happen? Such a drastic change. In 20, 30 years, how did that happen? Because sin, when it gets introduced, it gets introduced small. And it will elicit a reaction, but if you keep pushing, the reaction decreases until it is banished. That's what happens with us. Every haram that you watch, that's a black spot in your heart, and that's less barakah in your life. And the more that you do of this, the more that you get used to it until it fills your life and fills your heart, and then you say to yourself, I'm so used to it, I can't let go of it. And how did that start? Because we were what? Again, without an intention, sitting behind a screen. So if there is something that is haram, stay away from it. And put a barrier between you and the haram, and don't say it's okay because I'm alone, or it's okay because it's just me and my phone. And we add to it, stay away from harmful content that may not seem haram, but it should be. Fabrications, lies, pranks, gossip, scandals. You know that pranking, that's not really halal, by the way. When you frighten someone or you lie, that's not really halal. And when you watch it, two things happen. One, you're supporting that content. The creator will say, well, hey, this is popular, let me do more of this. Because I'm being paid for that. So one, you're helping that spread. The other thing is that whether you know it or not, you are absorbing that foolishness into your life. Don't you see that the more profanity that you hear, the more likely that you'll repeat it? Right? And the more foolishness that you see, the more likely that you replicate it in your life and behavior. قَالَتْ مُجَلَسَةُ الْحَمْقَ تُورِثُ الْحُمْقَ. It says, keeping the company of the foolish breeds foolishness and stupidity. So if you keep the company of the wise, what happens? You'll borrow their words and the way of thinking and their manners and their patience. All of that, you'll take their wisdom, you'll absorb it. You'll be wise like the wise because that's your company. If you're around the idiots, you will become an idiot. You will not see it, but you will talk like an idiot, you will walk like an idiot, and you will think like an idiot. And then you'll say, what's wrong with it? It's fun and entertainment. If it is harmful, it's haram. So don't support it, and don't become an idiot. We have enough of that, please. And the spread of idiocy in society is in no small part to that. People thinking that they could be popular when they are dumb and idiot. So avoid that content as well. The other thing also is avoid engagement with the opposite sex. And that's really important. In real life, we understand, in the physical world, we understand we need to maintain that distance. Why? Because it's better for my heart and their heart. So it's better that we do this, keeping conversation to a minimum, keeping decorum, avoiding the haram, unwanted glances, all of that. We're supposed to do this. Online, some of these walls start collapsing. And you understand that the shaitan is involved in all of these interactions. You will notice it. If someone from the opposite sex likes your comment or your content, what will you say? They like me. They may not. But the shaitan is there to say what? She must like me, or he must like me. And if that continues, you'll start developing feelings for that other person that you've never met. And if you start a conversation, that could lead to haram. Or that could lead to a scam. people get scammed online. They can be preyed on because they are so naive, because we are so vulnerable. So if you are going to engage with the opposite sex, keep it to a minimum, only when it is necessary. And once that is done, and disengage completely. And keep your heart and keep your mind pure as it is in the physical world. Don't open a path for the shaitan and don't be a temptation for other people. Engage with members of the same sex, but not the opposite one. And also attached to this, social media and the online world in general, but in particular, let's just focus on social media. That's really not a place to find love. If you're looking, that's not the place to find someone that you can trust. You don't know who's online. You don't know who the real person is. So don't be deceived. Don't let them use your emotions against you and deceive you into thinking that they're in love with you and they want this and that for you. And if it happens innocently, that this person is interested in you, you move that attraction immediately from the virtual world into the physical world through the proper channels. You're interested, here's my family. And I'm talking here whether you are male or female, because you could be preyed on even if you are male. If you're interested, if we're going to pursue this, families need to be involved so they can protect you, male or female, from your own self and vulnerability and those who want to prey on you. So stay away from the haram. There are proper channels for it. And finally, in terms of consumption, notice how consumption of social media may have changed you or is changing you. If you find yourself becoming more depressed, if you find yourself becoming more anxious, more worldly, more interested in the brands, in the cars, in the houses, more superficial, more trivial, more discontented with your life, more focused on the haram, more obsessed with the body shape, so displeased with how you look, with your color, with your hair, with how fat or thin or tall or short you are. If you find yourself becoming so obsessed with all of these things, then realize that social media is really detrimental for you. It's not really helpful. If you find yourself holding comparisons all the time, why is it, male or female, why is it that they have this but we don't? And you find yourself fighting with your parents or fighting with your spouse because of it, understand that you're not really using it the right way. So that, or those are some advice, inshaAllah, for consumption. And I'll continue, inshaAllah, for advice for production. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا فيه طيبا مباركا فيه وصلي وسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. When you want to produce something, if you're going to produce something for the social media or anything online, keep in mind the following. First of all, like the first, an intention. What is this for? Is this helping or harming? Beneficial or not? So intention will help you, inshaAllah, whether you are doing it for the akhirah or even you're doing it for the dunya, will help you filter out what is needed from what is not needed. Every word that you're going to be saying, Allah Azza wa Jalla will be asking you about it. So watch what you're writing as you watch what you are saying. And your intention should always be governing that production. Remind yourself of why. Why am I responding? Why am I posting? Why am I sharing? Ask yourself. And if you find it to be helpful, yes. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. He says, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let them say what is good or be quiet. And if you're in doubt, what do? You don't say anything until you know that it's beneficial. So that applies to social media as well. And add to it what? Be kind. Be kind on social media. It's so easy to be so cruel and dismissive, to be so angry and offensive, and you don't realize how this is going to be devastating to the other person who's receiving it. Have that to ruin their day or send them down a spiral of depression and what have you. You don't know how it's going to affect them because they're not in front of you, but you're still responsible for it. So Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, say the best to people. If you can't say the best to people, you have no place commenting and responding. So you either be a positive influence that pleases Allah, or disengage and find something else to do. But don't be angry with something else and then go pour your anger on somebody else just because you're angry. Just because you're safe from repercussions. Allah Azza wa Jal is not going to save you from those repercussions when you meet Him. Part of the intention as well is don't go on social media to be famous or rich. Which really kind of negates the reason to go on it for many people. Why? It's not a healthy or actually permissible objective to want to be famous. I don't know if you're hearing this for the first time or not, I hope not. But it's not a legitimate goal to be famous. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ التَّقِيَّ الْغَنِيَّ الْخَفِيَّ. Allah loves His servant who has taqwa, who is rich on the inside, who's anonymous. He doesn't want to be known. He doesn't want to be praised. He wants Allah Azza wa Jal to know him. When you seek fame, it will mess and distort your religion, will distort your mind and distort your personality. When you become hostage to what people like and dislike, they are the influencers. You're not. You're following them. They're not following you. Because they are dictating. We like this, so like a monkey, we'll do that. We're being conditioned, by the way, to do it. It's very gradual, very subtle. You don't notice it. Even when you're involved in Islamic content, you don't notice it. But you'll start posting it because it gets more engagement. And then that will teach you, say these words, say these phrases, move this way. So you're being conditioned. So if you want to be famous, it will destroy your religion. And we have today, subhanAllah, kids that when you want to ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do they say? I want to be famous. This is empty. Famous for what? Just famous. There's nothing positive about it, nothing productive in it. I just want to be known. And that is our fault because we presented those models and we say, these everybody is watching, everybody's celebrating. So fame on its own is very destructive and you will reap its curse sooner or later. And you shouldn't also be online just to be rich. Because where is this money coming from? It's not free. Where is this money coming from? Advertisers. And these things that are being advertised, is this halal or haram? What they're selling? Is it halal or haram? Most of it is what?
Haram.
The thing that is being sold and the advertisement itself. So when you're taking money that is coming from halal, from haram income, what do you think is going to happen to your life? That money is not halal money. So if you're not online to be famous and not online to be rich, what are you online doing and producing? It has to be either to please Allah Azza wa Jal or to do something beneficial in the worldly sense. And both are allowed, but not fame. So when you post and forget about how many people liked it or not, how many people watched this or not, do it and give it to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if there's barakah in it, if there's good intention behind it, Allah Azza wa Jal will have it reach people. But don't agonize over, I'm producing, but not, people are not watching. Maybe I should change and become dumber so that people will appreciate what I'm doing. Don't do that. Elevate yourself and elevate society as a whole. Also, don't live online. Don't share or live your private life. Shouldn't be public online. Don't show people your house. Don't show people what you ate for dinner and lunch. Don't show people necessarily the pictures of your family and your children. Don't take your private life, your secrets, intimate details, and share them online. And then maybe complain later on of why people are attacking you or why people are discrediting you and why. Go online for a specific reason. But keep the private private. Keep the family away from it. Keep your secrets to yourself. Social media is not a safe, it's not a healthy place for you to find love and reception and support. Those who you say are friends and who will like you will easily turn against you. There's no fidelity online. So keep it private. And when you're posting these things, subhanAllah, I'm going to travel overseas, here, look at me, what I bought, look at me, how much I spent. You realize that there are a lot of people in the world, including people in your community, that cannot afford these things. And so first of all, you're breaking their hearts when they see how much you have and how little they have. Comparison is inevitable. So look how much he has, and look at my lot in life, look at how little I have. That's one. Second, how are you going to protect yourself from envy? And you have hundreds of eyes watching this and saying, I don't have it, how come he does? And then you say, why am I sick? Why do I have trouble at home? Why do I have trouble at my work? Why and why and why? Because you're producing all of that and telling people, what, look at it, look at how much I have, and please come and envy me. Keep it to yourself. Share it with friends, share it with family, but don't go public with that. Now let's add to that also, inshallah, before we leave, don't go public with any haram picture. Any haram picture. And I want to add to that as well. Don't put pictures, if you're a female, don't you put your picture online. Period. Period. Even if you're wearing the hijab. Some sisters, may Allah guide us all, they have full makeup on with the hijab, and she takes her picture and she puts it online. And you don't understand, or maybe you don't know, that this is absolutely 100% haram. 100% haram. You can't do this. With makeup on, 100%. You can't leave the house like that. And you definitely can't take a picture and post it like that. So my sister asks, I don't have any makeup on, I have the full hijab on, my face is uncovered. Take a picture of me or my body and I post it online. Is that allowed? It's absolutely not. Why is that? What is the picture supposed to do? When you take a picture, what are you asking people to do? To stare at it, right? And that's why we take it. And that's why before we take the picture, why we fix our hair, we fix our clothes, we make sure that we smile. Why? Because people are going to be looking. So when you take it and you post it online, what are you asking people to do? To stare. In the street, a casual glance can be averted. Right? Because it's a casual glance. A sister was wearing a hijab. A person accidentally takes a glimpse of her, looks the other way. A picture, on the other hand, doesn't do that. It's online. You don't have the physical world to remind you. And you have this lady, and the beauty is concentrated in the face. Right? The essence of beauty is in the face. So you have this sister who's smiling, and their picture is there. How many people are going to look the other way? To be honest. The non-Muslims are not going to look away. And even Muslims, what's the percentage of Muslims, in fact, who will look at that picture and say, I'm going to look away? Majority? So if you want to be honest and realistic, what you're posting is causing a fitna. Even your profile pic, remove your picture. If you're a female, put something else. And that could, shock some people. But again, think about it. That act of posting your picture as a female, or some male, subhanAllah, takes a picture with his wife, posts it online. You know that people will Google your wife. You know that. Why are you doing this? Keep it to yourself, keep it to your parents, keep it to your children. Don't let strangers look at your wife or look at your daughters. They don't need to. If you tell me, no, it is permissible, I think you're fine. But some of the doubts that I've expressed, aren't they real and justified or not? Like a person could take a picture of a female today with a hijab, and with AI or Photoshop or what have you, do whatever he wants with that picture, right or wrong. And that picture can circulate. And no one may, or maybe not a lot of people will believe, oh, if that was you, do you want that to happen to your harim, to your woman? So if that's the concern, that should even stop you from even considering that. Stop it. There is no need for it. As we say, go online and do what is necessary, what is beneficial. Otherwise, stop. Right? So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, to make our presence on those platforms hujjah for us, not a hujjah against us. We ask him, Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who concentrate on what benefits them and run away from what harms them. We ask you, Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who do what pleases you and stay away from what displeases you. We ask you, Rabbil Alameen, to make the truth clear for us and to help us to follow it, and make falsehood clear for us and help us to avoid it. We ask you, Rabbil Alameen, to help us avoid the haram when we are in public and in private. We ask you, Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who repent from their sins immediately. We ask you, Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who sees the wrong that they are doing and replace it with what pleases you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us of those who remember you often. Elevate us in the dunya and the akhirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Fill our hearts with your love and love of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Fill our heart with iman and taqwa, Ya Rabbil Alameen, so it's easy for us to leave the haram and easy for us to do what pleases you. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make us of the people of Jannah, not of the people of hellfire. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to forgive us and our spouses and our families and the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. InshaAllah, before I leave, because I forgot to mention it, two reminders inshaAllah about the weekly automated donations to the masjid. Please remember to support the masjid, and also Dar al-Tartil is having a bake sale. They're on my right to your left inshaAllah if you were to exit the masjid. Please help them with whatever you can. Barakallahu feekum. Aqim as-salah.